helped me, and he made me strong. I held on through the night. This is my testimony. He made everything all right. Hallelujah, I still have joy. Yes, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Still have joy. Still have joy. After all the things I've been through, after all the things I've been through, after all the things I've been through, I still have joy.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
You got joy.
Still have joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, boy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glorify God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for allowing us to come together one more time.
Yes, yes.
Everybody glad to be in the house.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time.
One more time.
And brought us back together.
Hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glad that he allowed us to be a part of his new day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And everything that comes with the day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, because you made the day, he made the day, he know what he wants in that day.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But whatever it is, it's going to be for our good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever we want, whether we think so or not, it's still for your good.
Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah. We are glad to God that he allowed us to be here on this 204th day, I believe it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory
yes,
be to God.
Hallelujah.
Of this year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Grateful for his.
Thank you, Jesus.
He allowed us to hang around.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I ain't going to complain.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. For me to be here, had to take what came with the day.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So I'm just thankful for the day and everything that's going to take care of itself.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know that God is God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And he will do what he said he would do.
What
is he? And he knows everything.
That's right.
He's God because he made everything.
Uh-huh.
Whether you think it's good or bad, he still made it.
Amen.
There ain't nothing that was made except God made it.
That's right. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. So
everything around it is of the Lord.
Amen.
And it's the Lord's doing.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. And so we'll be grateful for him being a mighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. To everybody in Zoom land, we give glory and honor and praise for you.
Amen.
Jesus.
That we might dwell in his word.
Thank you,
on the book of Colossians.
Yes.
Colossians 3.
Yes.
Start at verse 12.
Amen.
Over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, bearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Amen.
And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in you, in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So let the words of God, words of Christ, dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. Tell somebody, let God abide.
Let God abide.
And we say we love him. And we say that we trust him. We say that we are thankful for him being in our lives.
Amen.
And but we don't allow him to take control of your life.
Yes.
Amen.
We say that he knows best. We even got a song saying Jesus will fix it because he knows how.
Yes.
And yet when things happen, instead of casting it to the Lord,
tell it, Pastor.
Allowing him to fix it. We work on ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. We got instruction for doing it. But we throw the instruction to the side and go on our own cognitive, our own wisdom, our own understanding. We want to do things all by ourselves and for ourselves. Even though God is here waiting for us to call him, waiting for us to use him. He wants to be God for you.
Amen.
So he can do great things for you and through you and by you. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he will do what he said he would do if we just allow him to do it.
Amen.
So we are to do these things so that God can work in us, but we got to let God abide.
Amen.
Okay, giving him the free reign.
Yes.
Rule and super rule.
To
do that what we need to happen in our life. We got to learn to wait for him.
Amen.
He has the timetable.
Amen.
That we all got to go by.
Amen.
He has a timetable.
Yes, sir.
When things should be done.
Yes.
And will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because when he said it will be done, it's going to be done.
Amen.
Where it takes 1,000 years from now, it's still going to get done.
Amen.
Okay, so, but he knows when.
He knows how.
And he knows how.
Yes.
That's what he told Abraham way back there in the beginning of time. And it's still going on even today.
Amen.
Coming forth.
Amen.
Full of power. Full of knowledge and wisdom. Those the prophecies that he made unto Abraham, the promises he made to Abraham. All of it is coming together.
Amen.
Coming forth day by day.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And so God knows what's going on.
Amen.
Because he's at the start of everything. He's at the ending of everything.
Yes, amen.
He's Alpha. And he's Omega.
Amen.
He's the beginning.
That's right.
And he's the end.
Yes.
And all in between.
Yes.
Is God.
Amen.
All right. And so let God be God in your life.
Your life.
And when we do these things, things will work out for us.
Amen.
Life will be more enjoyable for us. We'll have less headaches, less worries.
Yes.
Less heartaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that whatever it is,
yes,
God's got it in his control.
Amen.
We need to keep that in mind and live unto the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. He tells us to, we got to pull off the old man and put on the new man.
Amen.
Pull off the old way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the new way of thinking.
Yeah.
We got to do what, and if God is to abide in our life, these things must be done.
Amen.
Okay, he can't, he must abide in there if you still got the old man on.
That's right.
Okay. You said you're God's child.
Uh-huh.
If you're God's child, then put him on.
Amen.
Okay. Last week we told you about putting on some things for battle, for war, but he didn't want you to go to war. He just want you to have an own so you can be protected.
Amen.
During the time when the devil raises his head.
Mm-hmm.
And when things not seem to be going so good,
yes,
he wants you to have the clothes on so that you can stand in these evil days.
Oh, yeah.
Glory be to God. Mm. So we need to keep that in mind and do what the word said. It said, awake thou that sleepest and rise from the dead.
Yes.
Okay. So get up. Jesus already was buried and he already been gotten up.
Amen.
So that we can also do the same thing.
Amen.
He wants to awake you out of your sleep. And let you know that the word of God is in full power.
Yeah.
Full force.
Uh-huh.
As it always been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has never diminished, not one bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just like your automobile. You got the tank full, the needle never moves.
Uh-huh.
You keep on going hundreds and thousands of miles, and the needle never moves at all.
Yes.
That's the way God is. He never is short.
Mm-hmm.
Not one ounce.
Amen.
Of his goodness.
Uh-huh.
Not one ounce of his power. Not one ounce of his joy. He is never, ever short.
Mm-hmm.
So he is self-prepared, self-generated, self-motivated, producing. As things use up their stuff right there to take its place.
Mm-hmm.
So it never loses out. And it can supply for all at one time.
Amen.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Okay? So it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. See, we have wasted a lot. And it's time that we let God abide so we can redeem the time.
Amen.
We got to make up what we left, what we lost. Okay, and God will work it out for you.
Amen.
They say, because the days are evil.
Yes.
We need to redeem the time. The days are evil. That's ever done been. Evil days, the time is now, the way people are doing now. Mass killing. Anybody killing. Drive-bys and everything else. Put on.
My Lord.
And it's not on the adults, it's on the children. Okay. So everybody that needs to stay watchful for the Lord. And keep your clothing on from the new man. The old man, you will be defeated. But the new man, you can be victorious. Okay, so be not wise in your Don't be not unwise,
my Lord,
but be understanding what the will of God is for us. We need to know what His will is.
Amen.
We act like we don't know what His will is.
Yeah, that Pastor.
Okay. Don't be unwise. He said, but be understanding what the will of God, what the will of the Lord is.
Oh, yes.
And be not drunk with wine. He didn't say he couldn't drink the wine. He said, just don't be the drunk. Don't be drunk with it.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Okay. Because God made the wine.
Yes.
And He made it for a purpose.
Amen.
But we got to know how to use it.
Amen. That's right.
It's the use of it that makes it wrong.
That's right.
Not the subject itself.
Yes.
But the use, how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get used until you're drunk.
Okay.
Just, the Bible said, a little wine for the stomach's sake. Wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You want to get filled up. Don't do it with wine.
Amen.
Get filled up with the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Glory be to God.
Go to God's spiritual station. Station. And plug up.
Yeah.
Get charged up.
Amen.
Hello.
Hey, like nobody knew automobiles now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to feel so much like they do.
Amen.
God will last in you to all generations. He will make everything
all right.
Yes, Amen. He will.
Now, this is what it takes to do for one another. This is what they need to do for yourself. Found in Ephesians 5, 19. Okay, Ephesians 5:19.
Amen.
This is what you're supposed to do for yourself. Said, you need to speak to yourselves in psalms. Don't sit there with an idle mind.
Tell it, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Sing a song.
Amen.
Read a song.
Hallelujah.
Do whatever it is to keep yourself exalted.
Yes.
And all uplifted. Okay. Oh, you got God in you. Let Him abide in you. So speaking to yourself in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart,
my Lord,
to the Lord.
Yes.
So you got plenty of songs you can sing. You got plenty of melodies you can hum in your heart.
Amen.
Okay. Making it into the Lord. Don't get those caught up in the blues and go in a sad mood. But speak to yourself in songs.
In songs.
All right. Read a song. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
Know that He is.
Yes, He is.
Make a joyful noise.
Yes.
Know that He will accept your praises. And He wants us to call on Him. Giving thanks always for all things.
Amen.
Do we give thanks for all the time? Do we give thanks for all things?
No, we don't.
Okay, so giving thanks always for all things.
Amen.
God unto God. And the Father of the name, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So give thanks for all things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have time for doing nothing else.
That's right.
You're going to be thankful all the time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. In all ways.
My Lord.
Whatever it is, be thankful.
Thank you.
That you're still here to experience whatever it is.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
All right. And I'm going to wait for you to miss that. Perhaps you had to not be here.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
So we're thankful to God.
Yes,
in all times. Always.
Oh,
and we're doing it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay? Submitting ourselves one to another
mm-hmm.
in the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, in order for God to abide, you got to humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Submit then yourselves one to another
mm-hmm.
in the fear of God.
Yes.
Okay, we're doing things, make sure it's in the fear of God.
Uh-huh.
And not in the fear of man.
Yes.
That's true.
Or your fear that you probably putting out.
Amen.
But do it in the fear of God.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
Okay. So do these things. God will work it out for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Colossians tells us that where there is neither Greek
mm-hmm.
nor Jew, circumcision
mm-hmm.
nor uncircumcision,
mm-hmm.
barbarian,
mm-hmm.
Scythian, bond nor free,
uh-huh.
but Christ is in all.
Mm-hmm.
And is in all.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so no matter who you think you are,
mm-hmm.
you know better than nobody else.
Amen.
Okay, whatever you may have
uh-huh.
in your possession,
yes.
it doesn't make you any better than anybody else.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
All right.
Amen.
So, in Christ, you need a high or low, you're not good or bad. In Christ, you're not anything
mm-hmm.
because you are lost in Him.
Mm.
But Christ is all.
Yes, He is.
So whoever you responded to is not who you think you're responding to.
Mm-hmm.
You're responding to the Lord.
Teach it, Pastor.
Christ is in all.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He is all.
Uh-huh.
That means that whoever you see, you look seeing that Christ, seeing Christ.
Yes.
Because he is all.
He's all.
Amen.
And then it says he is and he's in all.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So he is you, or are you, mm-hmm. and he is in every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. So the devil may be there.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ is in there also.
Amen.
Because he made you all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So put on, therefore, as the elect of God,
my Lord,
holy and beloved, bowels mm-hmm. of mercy.
Yes.
Put it on.
Amen.
God has elected you
mm-hmm.
to be his representative.
Mm-hmm.
So put it on so that people can see Christ in you.
Yeah, Pastor.
So we can see the love of God working in you.
My Lord. Because
he is in you.
Yes.
So let him abide in you.
Amen.
And beloved, bow mm-hmm. of mercy.
Yes.
Let him come out from you.
Uh-huh.
Humbleness. Kindness,
divine,
meekness,
yes, yes.
Love,
suffering.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
My Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
You're not just for a moment.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we got to suffer long.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
to get the will of God done in us.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My Lord.
And through us and for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you about how to treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
Forbearing one another.
My Lord.
And forgiving one another.
One another. That's right.
Okay. In other words, put up with whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That keep nagging you.
Mm-hmm.
Put up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God is putting up with you.
Amen.
I think you're a nuisance, but you're a nuisance to God, some of us.
Amen.
But he put up with us.
Amen.
Like we ain't done nothing.
Amen.
So it says forbearing one another.
Another. That's right.
And forgiving one another.
One another.
Hmm. Don't wait around waiting for something time to go by so you can forgive somebody.
Mm-mm.
The word said to not let the sun go down
mm-hmm.
on your wrath.
My Lord.
Okay, don't let it go down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let another day come in and you having something against somebody.
Amen.
Okay, forgive it right then and there.
Uh-huh.
Don't wait 1 second. But while you waiting, the death angel could come for you.
Uh-huh.
And then it will be too late.
Mm-hmm.
Forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you,
mm-hmm.
so also do ye.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got anything against anybody, mm-hmm. forgive it.
That's the best.
God forgave you.
Teach it.
Right.
And now you don't want to forgive nobody else. Okay. You want to keep it.
Yes.
You don't want to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And don't say I can't forgive it. But you call you can forgive it.
Amen.
Okay. And above all these mm-hmm. things,
mm-hmm.
put on charity.
Mm-hmm.
When you put on charity, you'll be able to do these things.
Amen.
Love, forgive it mm-hmm. all.
That's right.
Love, don't see no evil.
Mm-hmm.
Hear no evil.
Mm-hmm.
Speak no evil. Love is kind.
Yes.
Love is gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Love one another.
Yes.
As yes. Christ loved you.
Amen.
God loved you and gave his son.
Yes.
That we might live.
Yes.
Which is the bond of perfection.
Uh-huh.
We ask to be perfect as God is perfect.
Yes.
Talking about in God's perfect love.
Right.
His love never fails.
Amen.
Never, ever, and never will fail.
Mm-mm.
For he is love.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for his love to fail, he has to fail.
Yes.
And God will never fail.
Amen.
Because the word is here for eternity.
Yes.
So we enter out the bonds of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And let the peace of God rule in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that let.
Yes.
Teach it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Let. The peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let.
Be you the hold up.
My Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You ain't got no peace. Can't get no peace because you the hold up.
Amen.
He told you to let the peace.
Uh-huh.
Right there hugging you. The peace right there covering you.
Uh-huh.
The peace right there in you.
Yes.
And you won't let them come out of you.
Amen.
You block them.
Mm-hmm.
Let the word work. Let God abide.
Amen.
Let that soak in the world, Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
that let the peace of God rule in you, in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
To thee which also ye are called in one body.
Amen.
And be ye thankful.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask the holy things against yourself.
Teach your person.
Because we're all in one body.
Amen.
And just because you might be the toad on me, you ain't important.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So let you know it's important, let it get hurt.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
He just about takes over the whole body.
Amen.
That's right. That toe is hurting.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
me. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Which you call into one body.
Mm-hmm.
And be ye thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Amen.
In all wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Let the word of God be full.
Oh,
plentiful
mm-hmm.
in you
yeah.
and in all your wisdom, let it come from the Lord.
Yes.
Teaching and admonishing
uh-huh.
one another.
Amen.
Now, Ephesians tell you what to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you need to do for another.
Right.
Okay, he said. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, yeah. teaching and admonishing one another
mm-hmm.
in psalms
mm-hmm.
and hymns
mm-hmm.
and spiritual songs
mm-hmm.
and admonishing one another. Okay. Singing and with grace
mm-hmm.
in your heart.
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what he tells you do for yourself.
Yes.
It's the same thing he tells you do for others.
Amen.
Okay. You're going to treat others just like you treat yourself.
Amen.
But in all that, for that happen, you got to let God have his way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, let God have his way.
Let God have his way.
He wants to empower you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you joy. He wants you to be a light for others to see. So let mm-hmm. God have his way.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Now, whatever things you do in word or in deed.
Mm-hmm.
Do it all. How?
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. Whatever you do.
Whatever you do.
In words, that mean whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
Or deeds, that's whatever you, that's the thing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Do it all in the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And giving thanks
mm-hmm.
to God.
Yes, sir.
And the Father by mm-hmm. him.
Man.
Whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
whatever you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're doing it unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many feel macho now? Okay.
My Lord.
Whatever you do and whatever mm-hmm. you don't do, you're doing it unto the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing or don't do in this world is unto the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Whatever you're doing against somebody, it's unto the Lord.
Amen.
Because God is in all.
Mm-hmm.
And God is all.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing, let God have his way.
Amen.
You know when you walk around here puffed up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wait for somebody to stick a pin in the box. Okay. He wants somebody to spread some love.
Amen.
Why submit yourself unto your own husband?
Mm-hmm.
As it is fit in the Lord. Husband, mm-hmm. love your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And be not bitter
mm-mm.
against them.
Amen.
Children, obey your parents
mm-hmm.
in all things.
Yes.
But this is the will.
But this is well pleasing
to God. This is well pleasing to God.
Oh, now Ephesians tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, submit yourselves unto one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband
mm-hmm.
and unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, and
yes,
Christ is the head of the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whatever you're doing, it's unto the Lord.
Amen.
So let God abide.
That's right.
Not trying to be macho.
Amen.
Winning every battle.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You ain't supposed to be fighting no way.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
You just want to be blessed so you don't have to fight.
Amen.
Amen.
So God will walk through you and work it out.
Amen.
Amen.
By and by.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Let God abide. Okay. Let God abide. Let him take control
mm-hmm.
of your life.
Yes. Okay. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Keep it in mind. And let God have his way.
Amen.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Move on. Glory, glory.
Let him abide. Let him have his way. And wisdom Amen. And love and singing and doing whatever it is. And he gave you what kind of songs to sing.
Uh-huh.
So you got plenty of songs you can sing.
Yes, Lord.
No, he's doing it unto the Lord and not unto the world.
Man.
Thank you, God.
God bless and heaven smile upon you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
good
you,
word, Beth.
Yes, good word. Good
yes,
word.
Yes, sir.
God abide.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Good afternoon. Very good word. I see why the devil kept trying to break us up. I kept breaking up, but that's because he didn't want me to hear this good word.
Amen.
Well, thank God I got it.
Amen.
Very good word I needed to hear. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It was a good word. He was trying to get me this morning too, but I refused to let him get me. But thank God I heard the word. Thank God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Somehow, some way, things are going to work out. Somehow, some way, things are going to work out. Somehow, some way. Going to work somehow, We trust and believe in him, his word abiding us, and we abide in him. Praise God. He things will work out.
Amen.
They will.
Wait. They will work out. It was, as been said before, on time and good work. And it's so tied in, Pastor, with our Sunday school lesson on this morning.
Thank Lord.
To be content.
Man.
Contentment in whatever state we find ourselves in, we're to be content. And not depend on ourselves, but trust in God. And let him lead and guide us and provide for us. And it just tied right on in, Pastor.
Amen.
And we were from Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean not to your own understanding.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
Hallelujah.
And Philippians 4:12-13. And especially 13. I can do all things through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And me.
Yeah.
And Deacon Wayne asked the question, you know, why do we say we believe I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me, and then turn right around and say, somebody say something, ask you to do something, you say, I can't do that.
Do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, the lesson from Sunday school yesterday, we got a double toast. Praise God. Just tied right on in with the message on this
week. Hallelujah. Unto him is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless for the precious name, name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray and keep us safe that we should come together again on Zoom or whatever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.